2013. When did that happen? I know it happened the other day, but when did that happen? It was just 2000. It was really just 1990. Wasn't that like 2 years ago? When I was a kid, I used to think, wow, 2000. Remember? 2000. It just sounded like Jules Verne. And I kept thinking when I was like 8 or 9, in 2000, I'll be 44. I'll be so old. Oh my God. I mean, I couldn't even think. 56. In the year 2012, I thought, 56? My grandparents are 56. Grandparents are 56. And you know what's amazing is they're walking. Wow. They're so old. If we could travel back, say 20 or 30 years, and give a report to others what life is like now, what would you share? Sort of like in Dickens, you know, the best of times, worst of times. It's astonishing. I mean, just astonishing, the technological advances. I have to share this with you because I went to my audiologist to get my blown out hearing aid, if you will, taken care of. And she has given me this loaner to see if I liked it. Now, it looks like one of those, oh, I've fallen and I can't get up things. You know? Like, I said, I'm not that old. She said, okay. What this is, and it still blows me away, this is a Bluetooth connected to my hearing aid so I can hear my iPod through my hearing aids. So I'm walking down the street with Ella Fitzgerald in my head and nowhere else. And also it works with my phone. So it comes through, and the woman on here, when something is about to happen, she says, Paul Tenaglia. iPhone 5. I said, what the heck is she saying? iPhone. iPhone 5. And then, boop, somebody comes on, hi, and the phone will come through. And the other day I was standing on the corner talking with someone, and yeah, I know, really, oh my gosh, Happy New Year to you. And this guy was looking at me, looking for my Bluetooth, and he couldn't find it. And he was just kind of like, back there. Like, things we would never imagine are happening. Healing is happening. Medical technology is advancing so fast. It's okay. It's good. It's a good thing. And then we have other things that we're challenged with here on the planet. Guns. Crazy. Other things that we just think there has to be a better answer. There has to be an answer at all. The Associated Press tells us that the 10 most important news items this year, according to the people who are voting on the polls, were the mass shootings in Colorado and in Connecticut, the election result, Hurricane Sandy, Obamacare, Libya, Syria, Penn State, the economy, marriage equality, and the fiscal cliff. That's a long, busy year. That's a lot of stuff going on there. Now, depending on how you look at it, some of that's really wonderful, some of it's really quite challenging to go through. But how are we to look at all these things happening in our lives from a spiritual perspective, as a unity truth student or practitioner? How are we supposed to take all this and make any sense out of it? Well, the fact is, the planet that we live on is like a big university, or like an ongoing learning annex, if you want to look at it that way. and that we are to come from a God-centered consciousness with dealing with everything that we see, everything that we're experiencing. Now, it's easier at some times than others, granted, certainly. We're here on the planet at this time, in this place, in this city, doing what we're doing to learn about who we are, to learn about the power of a spiritual God being. As I mentioned in our opening prayer, a spiritual being having a human experience on the planet. It's not easy. It's not easy. It's simple quite often, but it isn't easy to maneuver our way around this maze called planet Earth. To learn about our power when we have all of these things always coming at us all the time. You turn on the news and you are getting constant casualty. You're getting constant crisis over and over and over again. Years ago, before television, you had a crisis once, you had something that happened, and then you healed from it. Today we watch it over and over and over and over again, and watch it again at 11 o'clock, 7 o'clock in the morning, and so we're getting overwhelmed. We don't have time to go apart to actually go within to know the truth about the situation. We're getting bombarded on this planet. Again, the best of times and the worst of times. So how do we as spiritual beings live with this and deal with this and try to make sense of what our lives are to be here on the planet? You know, life is about keeping a divine perspective in creating the good that we're looking for, becoming clear about what it is I'm affirming, what I'm asking the universe for, and letting it reveal that the good is already here. I'm not going outside of myself for the good. I'm not going outside of myself for the answers, but turning within and knowing it's all here, right at this very moment. Always has been. It's always been here. Before you were born, it was put into your soul. It's a part of who you are. It's the unfoldment part that sometimes we get a bit confused about when we're going through this wonderful little maze we call planet Earth. If you have not received what you're looking for yet in your life, it could be that you are not clear about what it is you desire. Often people come to me in counseling. I'll say, well, what is it you want? I don't know. Well, pretend you know. Tell me. I want to be happy. And? That's it. I just want to be happy. How? I don't know. If you're not clear, as Mr. Fillmore said, fuzzy thinking equals fuzzy demonstration. If you don't know what makes you happy, find out. Go to your heart and ask, what is my life about? What would make me happy? What would bring great joy? What is it I'm here to experience? It could be that I don't believe I can really have it. I know what it is, but, you know, I don't know. I haven't seen it yet, so I doubt it's going to happen. I'm not married yet, so I don't think there's a person for me. Somebody laughed. Ha! Good for you. Keep laughing. Or do I really deserve it? Do I really deserve to have this good that I'm looking for? Is it even possible? We might not even believe it's possible to really have a physical healing, to find success in my life, to find love, to find peace and joy. It's been so elusive so far, I'm not even sure that it really exists. But I keep coming Sunday morning into the classes that maybe, just maybe, it's a possibility. So these are really great examples of being unclear, not being affirmative in the good we're looking for, and hoping that the universe is just going to give it to me anyway. Well, yeah, I'll just keep praying. God, just do it. But do what? God needs you as a co-creator to work in bringing forth what it is you're looking for. Here's some really wonderful examples of fuzzy things. I shared these a number of years ago, but a lot of you knew, so. If you've heard it before, so shut up. This is on... Finally got it. Oh, this is on a towel, on the tag of a towel made in Taiwan. Not to be used for protection against typhoons. Well, you know there's a reason for putting things on for warning, but I can't imagine anybody used a towel to ward off a typhoon before. I just picked up a prescription this morning on my way here from CVS, and I read the, it cracks me up. It says, take one pill by mouth. I was planning to. I hadn't thought about any other way of doing that up till now. It's like, this was printed on a box of tiramisu. On the bottom of the box, it said, do not turn upside down. Oops! And you've all seen the Christmas lights. For indoor or outdoor use only. That's very zen, isn't it? It's like, the instructions on a Japanese food processor said not to be used for the other use. Oh, and it was so effective too. Now, I hesitated in sharing this one, but I felt I had to. God just has led me to share this with you because, number one, we're in New York, and number two, I know we're all adults here. Well, if you're that young, you won't get this anyway. So, this was on the instructions on a chainsaw from Sweden, and it read, do not attempt to stop chain with your hands or genitals. Sven, look, oh, you didn't read the instructions, Sven. No. It seemed like a good idea at the time. It was like, so fuzzy thinking in this way is cutting your good off. Right? Don't blame me, God gave me that line. Thank you very much. Center. So clarity of intention is necessary for us to know what we're asking God for. If you're fuzzy about it, my hearing aid blew out. Oh, did you go chase it? Well, I'm sorry. I guess I got to be a little clearer. My circuits blew out. So again, what are you saying in your life that perhaps people around you or even your own soul is misunderstanding? My back is killing me. Oh, no, it isn't. Quit saying that. Your back may be hurting and you need to go get healing, but quit saying my back is killing me. Or my kids are driving me crazy. Point, counterpoint. What is it that you're drawing into your life that you don't want to have in your life? Think about that for a moment. What have you been experiencing over and over again? It's now time for you to give to the universe and say, I've had it. No more. Finished. What has been blocking your good? What have you been saying? What have you been thinking? What have you been believing that is blocking your good from fully coming forth? In Unity, we have a wonderful tradition called the burning bowl ceremony. In this ritual, we have an opportunity to get clarity, to write down exactly what it is that we do not want to have in our lives any longer, that we don't want to continue to experience over and over again. One of the divine powers we have within us is the power to eliminate that which is not working for us. Unity co-founder Charles Fillmore called it the divine power of release. That every child of God has the ability to let go of what is not working, or what we call divine renunciation. As our bodies eliminate carbon dioxide and waste material and other things the body cannot and does not want to use anymore, our souls and our minds likewise have to eliminate old ideas that are no longer helpful if they ever were. Old feelings of resentment, of fear, of envy, of jealousy. old habitual words that keep us in a cycle of failure and limitation year by year by year. Old patterns of doing things in the same way that never worked before and never will work. But we get used to them. Some of the old worn-out things that we hold are thoughts like, I can't do such and such. I've never been able to do that. Therefore, I never will be able to do that. I'm too old to do fill in the blank. I'm 44. I've heard people in their 30s say, oh, I'm too old. It's like, really? In your 30s? I'm 56. I can't walk. I'm a grandparent. I can't walk. I'm too old to get up and go to a Tai Chi class in the morning. Or I'm not talented enough to do what I need to do in New York. What does New York have to do with it? It's about you and your spiritual journey. I'm too mad at my ex for what she did to ever trust another woman again. I'm never going to succeed in life. I'm never going to have enough money to pay my bills and live a comfortable life. And on and on and on we go. So not only are we worn out, but everybody around us is worn out. You ever find people don't want to talk to you after a while? Like, oh, the water's on. Gotta go. I gotta brush my teeth. Okay, bye. I wonder what that's about. Because we're spouting lies, and it's draining to hear lies, and it's draining to tell lies. So we have within us the power to release and let go of anything that is not the truth of who we are. We can do that because we're children of God. And these were never real to begin with. They didn't come from God. These are not God ideas. You are my child, yet you're too old. But you're God. You can, listen to me. You're too old to do that. Listen. Your mother was right. You're too old to move to New York. You might break a hip. If it didn't come from God, it's not real. It is not based in reality. Only the divine ideas of love, of peace, of joy, of success, of healing, of wholeness, of harmony, and abundant good, all the good of God, these are the truth of God, and these are what we need to tell ourselves and the planet over and over again. Anything not of God is a temporary limited condition that is not the truth of you, but you're moving through it to be able to let it go. So if you keep going through an illness, you go through the same situation year after year after year, if you find yourself without money and you have your whole life, or you just have not been able to do a relationship and think, I will never be able to find a mate, what may be going on is past life issues. You may have brought in from your soul into this body cell memory of the way things used to be, but don't have to be anymore. And this way, we wrap it in white light. We say, God, I'm giving you this back. I have a new life, and this is not a part of my life anymore. I am now healthy, prosperous, and loving. I now draw to myself all the good. So a lot of the things, phobias, come from another life. If you've never been afraid of anything before, or you have no reason to be afraid, and all of a sudden you're really afraid of it, it might be a past life cell memory thing that you need to let go of, give it back to God, and say, this is not part of who I am. This is not a child of God. Those of us who've done this work know that releasing it is the first step in doing the actual work of bringing forth the good that we're looking for. Let go and let God is a two-part. I have to let go of what I don't want and then affirm and take what I do. Okay, so here's how we do it. You have with you, if we can bump up the lights a little bit so everybody can see what they're going to be writing. Who's up there? Is that Michael? Yeah, let's bump the lights up as much as we can here. You should have a large piece of paper and an envelope. We'll be using that later. The little piece of paper is what you want right now. On the small piece of paper, we're going to do it in just a second. Who needs a pen? We have a number of pens here available. Oh, hello. If you have a pen and you're willing to share, remember, pen karma is real. We want to return things that we have borrowed. The ushers have a pen for you. Keep your hand up if you need a pen. They'll be over with you. Does anybody not have a little piece of paper? Inevitably, we always have. All right. We'll do the pens first. How about that? If you don't have it, put your hand up if you don't have a bulletin or a program with everything in it. That will. All right. While they're doing that, I will explain what we're going to be doing. So you take the little piece of paper, and you're going to write on there bullet points, just lines with words or a phrase or a short sentence of what you are looking to let go of, eliminate, release from your life that doesn't work for you. So it might look like you just put the temp job at the bank, or the ache in my elbow, fear at audition or at job interviews, fear of saying hi to that cute guy in the next cubicle, the idea that I'm not good enough, anger at my former girlfriend or boyfriend, the weight you gained at the holiday. Now, avoid writing ownership. Don't write my disease or my cancer. Don't own it. Just write the. Don't write my horrible boss. Write that lovely child of God I work for. The financial confusion or the physical condition. Don't own it, but simply put an article in front of it. Not that idiot in counting. We don't write that on here. It's just holding the high watch and lifting it up. So we're going to give you a couple of minutes to do this. As always, we go within first and ask Spirit in our hearts, what is it that I'm looking to let go of? What do I really want to release from my life for this year? We have another hand up over here. Paper, pens. There we go. Anybody need coffee? Decaf over. Just take a moment and let go of what is not desired in your life anymore. One more minute. These should flow fairly easily because you've been talking about it a lot. Well, they should be right there, right at the tip of your tongue, right at the tip of your consciousness, if you will. And can I have the ushers come down with your bags way down here and in position to open the bags up, get them ready for. All right, so what I want you to do is take all these limitations, these ideas of lack, these things that didn't come from God, but just from you, or from the planet, or from your mom, or from CNN, wherever they came from, and we're going to toss them into our cosmic trash bag. I want you to rip it up now. These are no longer part of who and what you are. Rip it up good. And I want you to throw them in the trash bags as they come up and down the aisle here. Gone. We're going to take them back and we'll deposit them, destroy them for you. And Spiritus is going to sing while you throw.
Thank you. Number twos. Thank you.
That feel good, released, and affirm we are on holy ground. Affirm with me, I let go of thoughts of lack and limitation.
I let the power of God transform my life.
Take a breath in. Now, if we don't let go, again, we don't have room for spirit to work. What you've done is you've let go. And that's all God needs is a willingness. A willingness to be willing, even that much, spirit can move and do what God needs to do. Now that we've released from our consciousness anything not of a divine idea, we come to the part where we do affirm what we desire. This is much more fun. On the large sheet of paper is our thank you letter to God. This is a letter we write to God, to the universe, to our higher self. Whatever concept of spirit works for you, let it be. On the top of the page, I want you to date the letter. Anybody has a piece? Anybody not have a large piece of paper? Put your hand up. Wayne will be coming down and other people here. So on the top of the up top, I want you to date it January the 6th, 2014. I know. January the 6th, 2014. What we're going to do is write a thank you letter to God for the good we have received in 2013. What is it that you see yourself receiving? This is a thank you letter in advance of the good we are receiving in the next year, but we're putting it in past tense. What do you want to have come forth? Put it, thank you God for this. I have received this. I'm grateful for the release of cancer in my body. It's gone. Thank you, God, for my new cafe that I am opening in Greenwich Village. You laugh. It can happen if you know the truth. Thank you, God, for my new, wonderful, hot boyfriend, mate, girlfriend, both, whatever you're looking for. Don't get greedy now. One or many, it depends on your soul. What is it you're looking for? What is it that you want? But writing a thank you letter involves a whole creative consciousness. Here's a sample of what you might want to write. Dear God, I'm grateful for my new antique store. I'm grateful for the success and growth that I see in it day after day. It has already happened, thank you, God. I am grateful for my healthy and desired weight of 110 pounds. Thank you, God, for my wonderful and loving mate who is creative and supportive and generous and fun to be with, whatever details that work for you. Those are just examples. I'm grateful for the fulfillment, all the good, this or something better that is coming, that has happened in my life in 2013. I am so grateful. I like to add this or something better to give an opening to spirit for things that I may not have thought about. So I'm going to give you about 5 minutes or something. When you finish, self-address the envelope, seal it. Self-address it to you, your address, not to us, to you. And then we'll have one of the bags in the back here after the service. We'll collect them. We'll put them in our prayer room. And I'll be praying with you for a full year for the realization that this good is at work in you. We'll mail them back in December. Now, we just mailed them out on Friday. Some of you may have received them already. But it's pretty amazing when you see the good that has been there. So trust spirit. God is at work here. Know that you deserve the good. You deserve love. You deserve peace. You deserve joy. You deserve all the good and more. Know it in your heart. Write it down. The subconscious believes it deeper when we put it in past tense. It's already happened. Wow, great. And then you're ready to go and accept it. Again, go to your heart first before writing. Don't go from your brain. Go from your heart. Go to your heart. And what is it that you desire to see? Breathe in. And if you don't finish today, then finish it tonight. And you can bring it next Sunday or bring it to the office, mail it to the office, and we will put it in with the rest of our letters. So just go to your heart, ask, and then start writing. And let it happen. When you're finished, close your eyes, go within and ask, is there anything you left out? And if there is, add to it. And if not, seal the letter and simply turn within in gratitude that the good is done. Close your eyes, feel, and picture what you wrote unfolding. So I'm going to ask you, if you haven't finished yet, to simply fold it and put it in the envelope for now. Keep it safe. If you want to finish it later again, you're more than welcome to. If you've finished, then we're going to, at the end of the service, as you leave, we'll have a bag at the door for you to put your letter into, and then we'll take it back to the office and pray with you and hold truth with you. So I invite you to turn within as we prepare for time of meditation with, I am so blessed for all that I have, for all that I am, and for all that God is. Feel gratitude for letting go and gratitude for letting God. Breathe into your heart with joy, gratitude, and love as we prepare to turn to the God is a little quieter. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful for all that God is. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful. Be with your joy. Be with those pictures of what came to you from your heart as you were writing them down, thanking God in advance. Let the joy of that divine fulfillment radiate from your heart into your mind, into your breath, into your cells, into your atoms. We are now replacing anything that has been locked into the body or mind in lack and limitation. We now replace those with light, love, faith, joy, all possibility of God pouring forth to bring exactly what you would like to have. Let that joy fill your mind and body completely. Our beloved brother and teacher said, ask believing that you may receive. Ask, declare, affirm, know the truth. And believe it. Believe that God is that good within you, so that you may receive the fullness of that. And today we did that. We released what is not the truth. We affirmed and celebrated the good of only health, only abundance, only harmony and love, only peace and joy coming forth in this new year. God is here. God is at work. Your Creator is recreating you over and over again through love. Let that love flow. Give it permission to take hold in your life. Because God has already accomplished the good that you now see coming powerfully into your physical world. So for a few moments in the silence of your heart, relax, let go. Give quiet thanks for a life of joy, beauty, love, wholeness, and success. Breathe in and listen to your heart. In one brief moment, that's all it took. One moment of knowing the truth, and we have become the best me yet. The best me yet is here and unfolding perfectly. We know this new year is the best year of my life yet. This new year is the best year of my life yet. Know that with me. This new year is the best year of my life yet, and so it is. Amen.